It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, June 8th, 2018. Today is the birthday of Irish poet Brian Coffey, born in Dublin in 1905. His work was strongly influenced by his Catholicism, his background in science and philosophy, and his connection to surrealism. He was close to an intellectual European Catholic tradition and mainstream Irish Catholic culture. Two of his long poems, Advent in 1975 and Death of Hector in 1979, were widely considered to be important works in the canon of Irish poetic modernism. He also ran a small independent publishing enterprise during the 1960s and 70s. He attended Mount St. Benedict Boarding School in Gorey in County Wexford from 1917 to 1919, and then he was on to James Joyce's old school in Kildare from 1919 until 1922. In 1923, he went to France to study for a bachelor's degree in classical studies. His father, Dennis, was a professor of anatomy who served as the first president of University College Dublin from 1908 to 1940. Coffey enrolled there in 1924 and earned advanced degrees in mathematics, physics, and chemistry. He also represented the college in boxing tournaments. While still at school, Coffey began writing poetry. He published his first poems, which showed the influence of the French symbolists and T.S. Eliot in the college's literary journal. In the early 30s, Coffey moved to Paris, where he studied physical chemistry, while continuing to write poetry, much of which attracted favorable attention from critics. After completing his work in 1936, he moved to London for a time and contributed reviews and a poem to Eliot's Criterion magazine. On trips home to Dublin, he contributed to radio programs on literary topics and published more poems in Ireland Today. He returned to Paris in 1937 as an exchange student to work on his doctoral thesis on the idea of order in the work of Thomas Aquinas. The poems of this period saw Coffey shake off his earlier influences and begin to find his own voice. During World War II, he taught in schools in London and Yorkshire, leaving his young family in Dublin. After the war, he returned to Paris and completed his degree. The family then moved so Coffey could take up a teaching post at the Jesuit University in St. Louis. During this period, he seems to have done very little of any creative writing, as he focused mainly on philosophical work based on his thesis. In 1952, he returned to live in London, and from 1973, he resided in Southampton. During this time, he began to publish his poetry again, as well as translations, mostly of French verse. For Coffey, the making of a poem was always a deeply human activity. As with other activities in a contingent world, he saw it as a process without certainty of result, without a predetermined product. His fascination with experimental poetics was the result of his intention to discard the conventional categories of language use, to free language to explore and to express the hitherto unknown. Brian Coffey died in 1995 at age 89. I'm J.D. Reader. And this is the Reader's Notebook for June 8th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.